Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. And we're so glad you're joining us. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your co-host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley. And just to let you know, if you missed the first part, don't worry. You can always get it at the full version of this show on our podcast at kxoradio.com.
And I'm here to confirm that there was indeed a first part. And so if you did miss it, you need to go back. We are joined today by our clinical psychologist, Dr. Laura Murray, and she is our trauma-focused CBT trainer and consultant and has been since 2008. 6-year relationship with Imperial County Behavioral Health.
Crazy, isn't it? Hey,
welcome back.
Thank you.
Do you have like a spare apartment here now, or do you still kind of just...
Not yet. I've been asking them for
quite
some time.
Stay with
friends. I know, right. But you know, for some reason, they do not want me to stay here.
How many times have you half dozen, more or less?
No, so this is actually my first time to El Centro. Every other time, your folks have come to L.A.
Yeah, L.A.
Or San Diego.
So now
Sacramento.
It's a reciprocal relationship.
Yeah,
that's
and then
right.
after the training, there's been consultation calls. So,
what's your sense of the community? I mean, you've been here a couple of days now. How? Any first impressions?
It's beautiful. The drive here from San Diego was gorgeous. I love that there's absolutely no traffic.
No.
And I have stopped to ask for directions many times, and people have all been very friendly.
And because we live here, we actually know where stuff is. That kind of works out, doesn't it? Makes us feel competent.
That's right.
Thank you. Welcome back. So let's you know, just kind of set the table here. Let's say that a person has been trauma exposed, a child, right?
A
because
child,
this is
yes.
child focused,
mm-hmm.
Has been trauma exposed or trauma impacted, maybe even having post traumatic stress disorder, and they come in, they're hearing the show, and they're like, wow, this is something. They come into behavioral health, and sure enough, they're assessed. And the assessment lines up with trauma-focused CBT, and they're referred to therapy.
But, mm-hmm. Scott, can we just go over what, for our
Certainly.
Listeners, what would be trauma? What would be the symptoms of trauma? Just for our listeners to see if, you know, parents, they might, their children, if they're listening to us, you know what, I think I should take them to, not just behavioral health, or maybe behavioral health if they want to get the trauma-focused CBT, or to their own clinician private. So how does trauma look like?
It's a good question. Well, you know, one of the big indications, obviously, is just a traumatic experience. And that is quite varied.
So something really, really bad, wicked, evil, horrible, awful.
You know, being hit by someone, seeing something really scary, seeing parents, seeing violence in the community or sort of violence between parents. Any sort of sexual abuse, and that really is a wide range in and of itself. A lot of times people just think of a full rape, but a lot of times it includes things like touching and just other inappropriate...
Vicarious sexual exposure?
Absolutely. Yep, sure. So, for example, a child who sees someone else having sex, that can be traumatic depending on the age.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of community violence. There's all sorts of traumatic events. I mean, a traumatic event really is sort of when someone's very, very fearful, afraid they or someone else might die or has died. So it's quite varied. And then the symptoms, again, are quite varied. Mm-hmm. Lots of kids come in who just have changed. Parents just say they're just different. Something's wrong. Mm-hmm. They're staying in their room a lot. Maybe they're crying. They're not doing as well in school. They're more hyperactive. They have trouble concentrating. They've started using substances or hanging out with a different crowd of friends, sort of a, you know, more negative impacting crowd. Lots and lots of different
irritable, angry.
Irritable, angry.
If they weren't, you know, always that way, or
trouble sleeping, trouble eating, aggressive in a different way. All sorts of, mm-hmm. of presentations we see.
Okay. So that's a wide array of symptoms.
As a parent, if you see the presentation and haven't seen the trauma, you probably still should be concerned.
Absolutely. anytime I think as a parent that you see a big change in your child or a change that sort of is going in the wrong direction, shall we say, I think it's great to bring in to someone. You know, you are all professionals at Behavioral Health who can assess and can sort of help the parent try to figure out what has gone on here, what might be the best approach here. And sometimes it's nothing, but...
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.